What's happening in Syria right now?
What it seems to be is a patchwork of sort of regional protests and uprisings. And these began some time ago with uprisings in a southern town called Daraa. But it now seems to have spread to a number of larger cities, and it seems to have spread geographically across Syria. And initially the regime sort of responded in a haphazard sort of way and in a quite a soft way. And it's only more recently, in the last few weeks, that we've seen them respond perhaps almost to the extreme opposite of that, where they've become much more heavy-handed, much more brutal, much more violent in handling this. So from what I can tell now, essentially what you've got is different collections of uprisings. They're not terribly well coordinated, if they're coordinated at all.
Can you explain why Syria is important?
Mostly because of its geography and because of its modern political history. So when you look at it on a map, it's basically neighbouring almost every important country in the region. To its north, it's got Turkey, which is a major diplomatic and economic actor in the region now. It's got an enormous long border off to its east with Iraq. And in the past, when there were stories of foreign fighters going into Iraq, they were thought to be mostly going into Iraq through Syria. So Syria was actually pivotal to the security of Iraq there for some time, according to American assessments. Syria also, in effect, politically controls Lebanon these days. It suffered a setback there when it had to withdraw its troops in 2005 from Lebanon, but it now basically is back in political control. It's got extensive intelligence networks still in Lebanon, and it and Lebanon are linked economically. So for all intents and purposes, it basically controls Lebanon, which is crucial. It is a key operational backer of Hezbollah, the Shia extremist group in Lebanon. And importantly, it's still technically at war with Israel. It has disputed territory with Israel in the Golan Heights. And any Arab-Israeli peace, any comprehensive peace between Israel and its neighbors in the Middle East is going to be absolutely central. Syria is going to be absolutely central to.
You have an Alawi leader. Were the majority Sunnis somehow to form a government following any turmoil? How would that affect relationships with, say, Lebanon?
If we were to have that Sunni type of scenario that you mentioned, a Sunni government in Syria, the main difference that you're going to find politically is that such a government would probably distance itself from Iran, whereas at the moment you've got an operational relationship between Syria and Iran, almost an operational alliance, let's face it. That could well change under a very different type of government, and that would have potentially negative implications for Iran's role in the region. But then Iran also is in a far better strategic position than it was 7 or 8 years ago before the Iraq war, so it may not necessarily be a death blow to Iran's regional influence to lose Syria.
Closer to Syria, as you say, Iraq and Syria share a long border. How would you characterize the US's handling of this crisis?
It's interesting, for example, in the last round of sanctions that have just been introduced on the regime in Syria, they were targeting top officials, including some of Bashar's family, but not Bashar himself. And I took that as being a message from the Americans to Bashar personally, saying, we can get tough on you, but we're going to give you one final chance to ease off on the repression and the violence and start behaving yourself, in effect. There's a bunch of people who you find arguing against any sort of rapprochement with Syria, any sort of development of the relationship. But on the other hand, you also find quite a strong desire amongst some of these policymakers to build links with Syria. They think that can actually help them with stabilization in Iraq, with building trade networks in the region that would stabilize it. They often feel as though if there were a stronger U.S.-Syrian relationship, that might actually feed through to a better chance of a Syrian-Israeli peace or to Syria and Lebanon being able to be more politically separated.
What would the Israeli government be hoping for?
More than anything, stability. They are especially nervous because they don't know what would come after Bashar if he were overthrown. And to some extent, you're seeing the real thinking in Israel at the moment, which is at least Bashar is the devil we know.